Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. The Penguins return to action later this evening against the Florida Panthers in the front half of a back-to-back. They have tonight, they have tomorrow night, and then they have a couple more days off until Celebrate 68 night on Sunday. A lot of extended breaks here right after the All-Star break. It's a crazy schedule. The Penguins obviously dealing with some injuries this week. Jansen Harkins and Nolan Acciari on IR both dealing with concussions. Matt Nieto still missing time after recovering from that knee surgery. And Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin, some bumps and bruises through practice early in the week, but they seem to be ready to go for Wednesday night's matchup with the Panthers. Alongside Evgeny Malkin, though, will be Jesse Puljujarvi. Now, he is a handful of games into his NHL return. Pens started him out on the third line playing with Rickard Rakell and Lars Eller, and you saw early in that first game against the Winnipeg Jets last Tuesday that they were trying to shelter his minutes a little bit. Specifically in that debut, it was his first NHL action since May of 2023. He recovered from that double hip surgery. He had only played about a dozen, maybe a baker's dozen games down at the AHL level, and there is a jump. So trying to acclimate him to NHL play looked like they were trying early on to shelter his minutes. Nolan Acciari goes down. He's thrust into a role where he has to play more minutes, and the Penguins probably wanted him to play that night. Same thing happens on Saturday. Jansen Harkins goes down. All of a sudden, the Penguins are down to 11 forwards for over half of a game against the Winnipeg Jets. So, first three games for Jesse Puljujarvi have looked pretty good. He's responded pretty well, and the Penguins are trying to guide him along to get him up to NHL game speed. So, not only have his minutes climbed a little bit in the last two games since his debut, up to 14 minutes and 9 seconds on Saturday, but he was also promoted to play with Evgeny Malkin and Riley Smith to start that game on Saturday night. The Penguins have struggled to find wingers consistently that can produce with Evgeny Malkin on his wings this season. That has been one of several problems that they have had this year with their forward lineup, but certainly one of the more pressing problems for this Penguins lineup so far this season. Both Riley Smith and Rickard Rakell have had long scoring droughts. Both of them have also been on long-term injured reserve, taken out of action for longer periods of time. Brian Rust has been on and off that wing. He's been out of the lineup as well at points. Drew O'Connor has been the most recent stalwart to be paired with Evgeny Malkin because we know Mike Sullivan loves to have those pairs. So it's been him and Drew O'Connor, and they've switched out Smith and Rakell and Rust to go right around them with O'Connor bouncing from wing to wing. But you look at what's happened to Drew O'Connor. He's a young player playing in his first 82-game season front to back of his entire career. You expect there to be ebbs and flows of a season for a player that hasn't played at this level for this consistently throughout a season. So his offensive production has fallen off quite a bit. One goal in the last 10 games, not picking up any assists. Penguins are trying to get him kick-started back into that player that was one of the more impressive players of the front half of the season, especially considering what the expectations were for Drew O'Connor coming into the season. So to try to kick-start him, they move him down to the third line. They bump up Jesse Puljujärvi. And I mention it, 3 games into his Penguins tenure, he's had positive results in those 3 games. No points yet, but he has 61.5% of the shot attempts at 5-on-5 and 61.8% of the expected goals at 5-on-5. The Penguins are outchancing opponents 17-10 with him on the ice, and they're outscoring opponents 2-0 at 5-on-5. And that's through 3 games in which, at 5-on-5, they haven't scored a whole lot of goals. 5 goals in the last 3 games. I'm trying to do the math really quickly. Yeah, 5 goals in the last, or 4 goals in the last 3 games, because they had 2 power play goals against the Winnipeg Jets on Tuesday. They had 1 against Minnesota on Friday, so even less than that. So when it comes to Penguins at 5-on-5, Puljujärvi has looked good. His willingness to be physical is noticeable in this lineup, something that I've noticed, something that I feel like a lot of people have noticed, that he lines people up and actually follows through with, you know, actually separating the body from the puck, which is something that not a lot of players on this lineup do. He's certainly been solid on the forecheck. He's created turnovers, which in turn has created offensive chances for the team, which in turn created a goal last Tuesday against the Winnipeg Jets. So you look at what he's been able to do to this point with the Penguins, it's been good. Has it been great? No, it hasn't been. I don't think anybody expected him to come in and immediately be a top goal scorer, a top point producer, one of the best offensive production type of players the Penguins have seen all year. No, nobody expected that. He obviously hasn't shown that. But as we've talked about with Jesse Puljujärvi, the process leading up to the goal is always there. And so far in his tenure, 3 games, very small sample size. The highest number of ice time that he's had was on Saturday with only 14 minutes. But so far, he's looked good. Can his work in the dirty areas create more opportunities for Malkin in the offensive zone? Yes, I think it can. So I think this is an interesting opportunity for Puljujärvi, because he came into this team knowing there was going to be opportunities. That is what the Penguins... You can say what you want about the deal or the idea that Kyle Dubas had to try to build this team, especially on the forward side of things, with the bottom six being reconfigured through the offseason. The one thing that he has provided is opportunities for a lot of players. Puljujärvi knew that. That's probably why he signed in Pittsburgh, knowing that, listen, there's not a lot of players in that forward lineup, especially in the bottom six, that are so solidified in their position that they can't be bumped out. That's why he came to Pittsburgh. Not only did he get into the lineup, but now he's given an opportunity to play alongside Evgeny Malkin in a big role for the Penguins on the second line. The second line needs some stability. Is Puljujärvi the guy to give it to them? That I don't know. I really don't. But I think what you've seen through the first 3 games is he is unapologetically himself on the ice. He certainly plays to his game on the ice. Now, part of that might be because, you know, again, this is his first NHL action since May. A little bit of adrenaline kicking up. Can he consistently produce at that level? Can he consistently get in on the forecheck the way that he's got in on the forecheck so far since coming up? And can he consistently set up opportunities the way that he has? I think that if he can do that, not to mention he provides a good amount of defensive zone support alongside Riley Smith, I think the Penguins might have an opportunity here to get one of the best combinations for their second line that they've seen this season. I've said that a couple times before. We talk about Evgeny Malkin and his struggles this year, but at the end of the day, the Penguins just flat out need more from their second line. Whoever's on that line doesn't matter. They need more from that line in particular.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The first line has been great all season. The third line has had good games, has had poor stretches, has had droughts that extend beyond weeks. The fourth line has been what they have been. They've never really been a scoring threat for the Penguins this season, but they're decent defensively no matter who's on there. But the second line has not been producing enough. And part of that is on Evgeny Malkin. He said as much yesterday following practice that he intends to be better. He needs to be better going forward. Part of that is the fact that he hasn't had wingers that have been able to consistently produce. Raquel, we mentioned, has struggled. Raquel is still struggling again after being pretty good coming back from injury. Riley Smith has started to play a little bit better in the last two games. Maybe part of that is playing with Jesse Puljujärvi. So if he can unlock Riley Smith, that would be even better for the Penguins. But they need somebody to step up and become the combining force of that second line. They need that second line to be better. They need Evgeny Malkin to be better. And it's early. But Jesse Puljujärvi has added a nice dimension, not just to the second line, but to the Penguins' forward lineup as a whole. They've had some players that like to play physical. You look at Nola Chari likes to play physical. Jansen Harkins likes to play physical. But they haven't had a guy that can do that and create offensively at the same time. That's what Jesse Puljujärvi brings. He's a complimentary piece. He's not really going to drive play often. He's not going to take the puck into the zone and deke around defensemen and lay off that perfect pass to Evgeny Malkin. That's not something you should expect him to do on a consistent basis. But his presence and his play will hopefully contribute enough to give Malkin some stability on his wings. If he elevates Riley Smith on the other side, that's the cherry on top of the cake. But I'm excited to see what Jesse Puljujärvi can do if he's given a little bit of runway here to try to make that second line a positive for the Penguins instead of the negative that has been for the vast majority of this season. Now again, I've been very, very hard on the second line. I have been outspoken on my, displeasure with the performance of Evgeny Malkin this season, as has a lot of people. But I think the biggest factor of the Penguins turning this ship around and getting it into the postseason is if Evgeny Malkin in the second line can start to produce on offense, because a lot of people are out here saying, well, you have to add somebody at the NHL trade deadline, add Anthony Duclair, add whoever to come in here and be a better scoring option. One player coming in from another organization is not going to fix the Penguins' scoring issues. The fourth line is just not going to produce offensively. It's not. That is a foregone conclusion for the remaining 32 games of the season. Don't expect offense from the fourth line. The third line has chipped in a little bit, maybe moving Drew O'Connor back down there with Lars Eller and, I guess, Rickard Rakell. Maybe that'll spark some offense in the bottom six. I'm not sure how much more you can expect from Crosby in the top line. I mean, they've been good all season long. So can you expect them to really reach another gear when they're already at such a high level? To fix your scoring, at 5-on-5 at least, because the power play is something different and certainly not out of the conversation, but to fix your scoring at 5-on-5, you're finishing at 5-on-5, a lot of that onus falls on the second line. And yeah, it falls on Evgeny Malkin because he is the captain of the second line. He is the biggest face of the second line. He is certainly the player that line runs their play through. So Evgeny Malkin needs to be better, yes. But maybe finding two line mates that work well together and work well with him might help him. And maybe Jesse Puljujärvi is the guy to do that. Again, that's the only way the Penguins are going to be able to turn this ship around. The only way that the Penguins are going to be able to make the postseason is going to be if somebody comes up or somebody takes charge on that second line and flips a switch. Maybe it's Jesse Puljujärvi. He's getting the opportunity to do that right now. Tonight's going to be a little interesting because they might have to go 11 forward, 7 defensemen, which I'm never really one to say that that's a good idea, especially against a team like the Florida Panthers, so his minutes might be all over the place. The line combinations might be all over the place tonight. But once they get a 12-forward lineup, hopefully tonight, We don't know. We'll have to see how things play out. The salary cap is certainly handcuffing the Penguins to a certain extent. But once we see that 12-forward lineup come back, which it should at some point this week, I'm interested to see how Puljujärvi settles in, not just with that second line, but settles in with more time at the NHL level as that adrenaline fades of returning to the highest level in the world. Where does his play end up balancing out? That's going to be one of the bigger stories, one of the most underrated stories of the last 30 games here. Because yes, Evgeny Malkin turning his game around is huge, but you have to look around him. Who is supplementing him? Who is lifting him up? Who is complimenting him? And right now, the Penguins are hoping that Jesse Puljujärvi's that answer. I'm intrigued to see how it plays out. And tonight should be an interesting game no matter what, because the Penguins and the Panthers have turned into a blood feud all of a sudden. And we certainly know one thing is for sure, when they play in PPG Paints Arena, the game is never boring. So strap in, should be a fun one. And I'm excited to see where Jesse Puljujärvi goes from here and where Evgeny Malkin goes from here with him on his wing. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.